It is Friday, May 25th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is when Antoinette and I traditionally say, how did it get to be the end of the month?
I know. It's really upsetting.
I'm going to start around the 10th of every month just alerting you that what happens
next. It's
not
going to make a city happier.
It's
is the
not.
Chronological passage of
you
time.
Need to, no, you need
no,
to figure out how
that.
To make it slower.
Can't be done.
I think it can be. You're just not trying.
What about the near end of May do you recommend?
I recommend a garden tour. Now, I know not everybody gets excited about garden tours. And I find it interesting that we go all the time in New Orleans, but I never go here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go tomorrow because I've seen one garden. No, I've seen two gardens out of this batch, and I want to see the rest.
This is the Omni Peace Garden Tour.
And the one I saw this year was Hamsa and Moshe Newmark's Bamboo Garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of Fayetteville, and I was trying to find the house, and I couldn't find the house number, and then I thought, idiot, you might look up, because that's 35-foot-tall bamboo.
And probably not every house is going to have it.
No, and they have a whole grove of it. Like, you can wander between the bamboo, and it's amazing. And, you know, people are afraid of bamboo because it takes over.
It's an invasive species.
Except that somehow, I called her in the story a bamboo whisperer because it doesn't grow in the middle of their yard. It grows around the edges. I don't know how she does it. But it's very cool. And it's renewable something like every 3 months.
Oh, yeah. It grows like crazy.
Really cool. Now, also on the tour are the Bluebirds of Peace Garden, which is Marshall and Allison Carter. The Wishing Ball Peace Garden, which is Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna, and they're going to have their ball museum open.
Right.
The Parish Place Peace Gardens, David and Cookie Parish. The Stroll Garden for Peace and Serenity, which is Ann Reichert, out toward Elkins, and I saw hers last year. And it is the complete opposite of the bamboo garden. It's like
stone?
Barely contained rustic Ozark gardening with an old barn, and it's wonderful. The Peace Trees Garden, Kathy Boyd. Peace in Our Lifetime Gardens, the Unity Center. And the Omni World Peace Wetland Prairie. And then they've got a little garden at Heartwood Gallery.
Right down the street
right
from us.
Right down the street. It's going to be fun. 10 to 3 on Saturday. Tickets are $10 at Nature's Water in advance or any of the gardens on Saturday, 442-4600. Also this weekend, don't miss Alley 38.
It ends this weekend.
It ends Sunday.
Sunday.
Fascinating piece of theater.
Yeah. We went Thursday, you and I, and
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
One day.
There's a T.
Okay, first of all, if you are infirm and walking bothers you, this is not the play for you.
No. Because
it takes place over the course of an alley and different...
All over downtown.
You'll sit on steps, you'll sit in bean bags, you'll sit in camp chairs, you'll sit in folding chairs, you'll walk up hills.
Yes.
So just be aware.
But along the way, you will meet really interesting characters. The premise is place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how place affects people and what makes a place a home. And in the final moments, I think the consensus was love.
I think that was the consensus.
Really interesting. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, $12. You meet at the corner of Block and Spring.
Okay.
And also this weekend, they're unveiling the Bass Reeves Monument.
Happens tomorrow.
Kyle's really excited about this.
I am.
So tell everybody who Bass Reeves is.
Bass Reeves was a deputy in Judge Parker's court. He often was sent into what was then called Indian or Oklahoma Territory to bring back felons who had either escaped or committed a crime and fled. And he was an African-American former slave. A fascinating, fascinating story. The statue, it's already in.
Mm-hmm.
It will be unveiled tomorrow. And he's looking out on the statue toward Oklahoma.
Wow.
And it's...
Now, the event starts at 10, but the unveiling's
right.
at 11:30.
That is correct,
right?
Yes.
And it's in Ross Pendergraft Park. And if you're into Bass Reeves, there's an event Sunday at the Clayton House Museum at 2 with a reenactor portraying Bass Reeves.
Right.
And that should be interesting. Oh. And also this weekend, there's a Power of Nature talk at 2 o'clock Sunday at Hobbs State Park. So if you're losing your mind like I am, go there and perhaps they can help you find it.
So all sorts of things to kind of find your inner peace this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice theme. I'll take it. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.